If you want to get your favorite technical news, give Gizmo Gang a call. Gizmo Sapien.
Hey, and welcome to Gizmo Sapien Show 159. That's right, 159. That means we'll start the new year with episode 160. And I'm Chris, and with me today is
Matt,
Sean,
Paul.
And we're going to talk about our prognostications for 2021. What to expect. Matt, you start us off.
I, 2020 has been so so outrageous. I'm speechless for once. I don't know what to expect.
Movie theaters will no longer be around.
You saw your last movie.
No, I think if you go back and take a listen to last year's episode where we prognosticated what would happen in 2020, I assure you, nobody said in March we're all going to go home and not come out again.
That we'll all be wearing masks for the rest of the year.
Well, I'm going to jump in then. I one of my predictions is, you know, by the end of next year, 2021, we still won't be back.
I think I agree with that.
I think there's twofold. One is the reality, but number two is I don't think anybody's going to take the responsibility. You know, if you're University of Dayton, are you going to take the responsibility of coming back too early? The answer is no. You know, so
you're going to let somebody else take the risk.
Somebody else take that risk, and I don't think anybody is. The federal government is probably who would have to lead that. And the federal government, I think, going through this year, is going to err on the other side next year. Like, even with, you know, Biden going 100-day mask, blah, 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 which I don't look to the government to tell me what to do. I mean, that's a whole different area. But my point is, that takes you to April right there, right?
Yeah.
So my point is, I don't think that schools will be 100% open, businesses will be 100% open. Now, will there be bits and pieces like curfews left and stuff? Absolutely. Do you think, you know, do I think there'll be
Has that stopped you yet?
The curfew?
Yeah, the curfew at the bars.
I stay up 10:05 every day on purpose.
Okay, that's
right. 10:05 p.m. every day. I go dancing.
I'm free. Don't tread on me. You take the higher risk of contracting COVID for that 4 minutes.
That's exactly right. Will the highest curfew be lifted? Absolutely. But that being said, do you think that a restaurant will go to 100% capacity by the end of the next year? I'll say no. That's kind of my point. Some of those things will be obviously lifted in bits and pieces, but no, I just don't see anybody next year taking the risk of saying, I'm going to be the one. I'm going to have a full classroom. I'm going to have a full bar. I'm going to have a full concert venue. There's not going to do it. That was my big one.
Yeah.
Kamala will be president by the end of next year. Biden will not survive this year.
I kind of agree with that one, too.
And I think this whole thing was set up. I'm not convinced, by the way, just another show you want to talk about. I'm not convinced that the whole Hunter Biden stuff isn't orchestrated by the Democrats. The whole thing, the reason they obviously went Biden was they knew that Kamala and that arm of the party is not viable on the election. And I guarantee if she ran, she would have lost to Trump. Biden was a very neutral person. He's a very safe person. So I'm going to put out the puppet. Ever see the Manchurian candidate?
That's
what this was. And so and you can even see that now with AOC running her mouth, that the liberal arm of the Democrat Party is trying to get rid of Pelosi, trying to get rid of Schumer. They're going to oust all them. So Biden
And the vice versa is happening too.
The radicals are they're much more aggressive.
And by try, I don't mean he's going to die.
The far left is much more aggressive.
Absolutely, and I think they take over next year.
Yeah, because Biden's more of a centrist, right?
I want to hear about everybody. I just want to hear about politicians.
There's a whole other get out of the way.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
See, he's centrist by lip service only.
Yeah, absolutely.
He won't push all these radical agendas because he knows he won't.
I think he'll be pushed into radical areas.
He won't get the support for him.
I don't. It's going to be one of those air pushes. That's where he wants to go anyway.
Yeah, he's not going to build 900 new buildings, new glass and green grass on the top of buildings.
He wants to do all that.
He talks about it, but he won't do it.
My favorite is building. What did the federal government pay for 60,000 electronic charging stations so we can go all electric?
Yeah, isn't California going to all electric vehicle only in
2035?
Right now they're going all body bags.
Yeah. Well,
they're going all natural disasters all the time.
That's exactly right.
And I'll tell you, the electric car industry, like I've in previous episodes, I mean, I think Teslas are cool, but I think they're cool from a technological standpoint. But are they totally practical? No.
Got ways to go with battery technology.
Well,
people next year are not going to have the money to spend on stuff like that.
Well,
you were talking about housing.
We're
in for a housing collapse.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
Sooner rather than later.
Talk about that.
Yeah. And when it hits hard, you better be on the right side of that, or you're gonna get like in 2007 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
If you're on the wrong side of that, bad boy.
Oh, I know.
You were hosed.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the no interest loans that they're giving out right now.
People aren't gonna run out. People aren't gonna take my mask off in April. I buy a new car in May. That's not gonna happen.
No.
No.
Well, there's the cost of the cars. There's the availability of the cars. There's the fact that the reality of it is, unless you're a commuter in a city where it doesn't take, you know, when you have a 30-minute commute one way, it is really just 30 minutes.
Yeah.
you're going more than a mile and a half.
Yeah, right. What has to happen next year, that the reason I don't think this is going to happen, so this is my prognostication, is it's not going to happen. What has to happen next year is the manufacturing base has to get back under control. It's not right now, and what they're not talking about is things like raw materials. We can't get raw materials, right? Okay. As much as of an asshole as you think Trump is, if I had to pick Trump or Biden in that administration to bring back the economy on the manufacturing base, I would trust Trump more than Biden.
Absolutely.
Now, and here's an odd way of looking at it. Biden, I think, gets rolled over by international interests, and that's where manufacturing gets hurt.
Yep.
And it goes into raw materials. We do not produce our own raw materials. Never have and never will, by the way.
Yeah.
And so we got a bump like they did in World War II by quick changeovers. So we changed from instrument panels to ventilators and et cetera, et cetera. And we did a real good job of that. At some point, though, we have to get back to producing washing machines and blenders and so on, but we need the steel for that. We need the rubber for that. We need the plastics for that. And establishing those supply lines in a post-COVID economy is crucial, and I am not confident that the next administration has the wherewithal to do that. I think that there are more sociable aspects. They want to do more social engineering than they do manufacturing engineering, and I think that's going to hurt the economy more than people realize.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and, you know, you look at Biden, you look at his track record, and a lot of the stuff that he does is a knee-jerk reaction. He does two things. He either follows somebody else's lead, so we could take Obama, like when he was the VP, he just kind of followed the lead of what Obama did, and that's kind of his platform right now is, yeah, we're going to go back and do what Obama did, you know? And
he's a professional politician.
Yeah,
absolutely.
50 years experience.
And then you go back and you look at his crime bill that he led and, you know, and watch the videos, you know. And this is when he wasn't senile, too. So
yeah.
It was impressive to watch him. I mean, he was articulate and, you know, and everything. But you listen to him argue and you talk about it, and you can tell that what he's arguing, it's a knee-jerk reaction because he personally has his wife experienced something bad. And so he's having a knee-jerk reaction to that, you know, further response. And so that's the type of thing we're going to see. So economic policy is going to be, generally, we're going to follow what Obama did. Well, we kind of had a flat economy.
We had a failed
economy. Well, we had a failed economy and then a flat recovery is really what I should say. And so he's going to follow that flat recovery as a general meandering of how he wants to handle the economy. And then if something bad happens, he's going to knee-jerk. So what are the knee-jerks? We're going to give people stimulus money. Stimulus money doesn't help. So my mom works at a food pantry 2 days a week. And my stepfather works at the same one 3 days a week. And the food pantry, they give out a lot of food. And it's good food because they've got relationships with, you know, the local grocery store. So they get food from Dorothy Lane Market and they get it from Kroger's and they get it. And so when prior to giving out stimulus money, they were getting like 100 people a day. Well, I should say 100 families a day come in and shop, you know, and get grocery carts full of food. They get the stimulus money and these people were going into Walmart and Kroger's and buying their own food. Buying steaks and you know the stuff that you can't get at the food pantry. Well, when their money ran out, they came back to the food pantry and they were asking them to pay their utility bills. You know?
Well, what should be done that nobody will do is it should not be a check to people's stimulus. It should be, we know people are going to go back to work. We know that's going to happen, okay? And
do we?
Yes. Manufacturing, people have to produce parts, restaurants will open back up, stores and so
farms and food processing places have to go back to work. Yeah.
My point on that is those are not things you can work from home. We were talking about synchrony bank earlier in an earlier podcast, whatever. Those work from home is not available to me if I make cars. I can't make a car from home, right? I have to go back to work. Now, when I go back to work, then who's going to watch my children? Well, daycares are at a tenth capacity, so I don't have the money or the ability. Therefore, I might have to pass up going back to work because I don't have that ability of a child who, by the way, is being homeschooled right now and stay by themselves, for instance.
Which is why I say, are they going back to work? I don't think they're gonna.
No, I don't disagree with that. I mean, you know what I mean. I mean that somebody has to do the work, and I now am being forced to make that choice. Handing a $1,500 check doesn't help me. But if you say, no, I'm not going to hand you a $1,500 check, but here is a voucher. You get free daycare. We're going to open up a daycare, and it's going to be the General Motors daycare or the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base daycare. And now you can take your kid free to the daycare, and that's how I'm going to subsidize
you.
That gets me working, by the way. It boosts the economy because now my wife's producing stuff, and so on. And that's the way to, quote, stimulate. It is not, it's never worked where a check stimulates anybody.
Well, my point is this. Why are we having the government give people money back that they paid in? Why don't we just say, okay, it's a tax credit. You don't have to pay taxes this year. Or, I mean, I like your idea, Sean. It makes a lot of sense because not only does it get other people employed and brings the people who need to go back to work employed, but... You know,
people want to work, by the way.
They do.
I've never subscribed to the fact that I'd rather take a check than sit at home. Some people do, don't get me wrong. A lot of people don't.
The majority of people want the opportunity to work.
Because I have four kids, and it costs me more. I actually know a family that the mom quit her job because it costs more in daycare than what she was making. Therefore, she's at home with four kids, especially now with homeschooling. When she wants to work, it just she's like, I'm not going to pay to work. That's stupid.
Yeah.
And that's stimulus.
No, I agree with you.
And that, and again, getting into your calendar year 2021, all this stuff has to happen like now in 2021.
Oh, absolutely.
Because this is not rolling 4 years down the road. Because you're not coming out of this unless you fix that problem.
Yeah.
Which is why I say we're not coming out of it.
That's what I started off with, right? Yeah.
2021 is going to be an abysmal year.
Yeah. if we think, I mean, if we think that 2020 is a dumpster fire,
and you want to know,
it's a this is going to be a tire recycling plant fire is 2021.
And you know what? This makes 2022 election 2022 look great because if we were in charge going into next year, we're screwed in 2022. We're going to come out looking great in 2022 because there's no way that anybody, Jesus himself, could come back in 2021 and be partially successful, right?
It's not going to happen. He could have some success.
Some success, right? So I don't even know why Biden would want to win that.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Yeah.
Well, and that was one of the questions that I had about 2020 in general. Would we have done things the same way if it were not a presidential election year?
Well, no.
I think COVID became a very heavily politicized issue.
Absolutely.
And I think both sides made it worse.
Yeah,
where President Trump got hammered early on was when he allegedly wasn't telling the truth on all the stuff. Other presidents, by the way, President Reagan, Carter, Clinton, Obama, got praised for hiding the truth because it was so bad. What was actually happening was so bad that I'm keeping America together. When Trump got blistered for that, I know exactly what he was doing. He was... And
he was very worried about it.
Very worried about
the economy, too.
Yeah.
And guess what happened in May, June, July? We panicked. Right? So,
he was riding high on the success of the economy, and he knew that this was going to have a serious detriment to it. So, hey, let's play this thing down as long as we can.
Exactly right.
And let's not make a big deal out of this. So that's what he tried to do, but it got overwhelming. Obviously, it took over.
I agree.
And then he looked bad.
And then you add on to it, I look at the civil rights issues this year are horrible, and I don't mean to be flippant by the way I say this, but this is not new.
No.
No.
We went through this in the 60s. We went, went through it in the 80s, early 90s,
We went through it in the 80s and the early
90s. Yeah. So he's getting hammered for that, and do I agree with how he responded to a lot of it? Maybe not. That's kind of not my point. But I don't think he should be blamed for it either. And I think we go overboard on, we want to blame a person as a society. We always want to blame a person.
Well, yeah, you want the scapegoat. You want something that you can...
I've never seen it this polarized. It's like, what are you? Are you red or blue? I mean, it's one or the other. You're either one or the other. And if you're one, you believe all this. And if you're this, you believe all this. You can't believe that. And they're assholes, by the way.
See,
they're assholes.
I don't know if I quite buy that. You're either blue or you're not. Yeah. But if you're red, there are shades of pink. Of red that go from like.
Oh, I won't disagree with that.
Pink to like brick.
And same with the blue. There's different shades. You've never heard that rhetoric of. Well, Democrats just believe this and that, and this and that, and it's like there's no unity at all. It's completely divided. I think this country's become completely split down the middle. I saw a TikTok last night, this dad taking his Trump sign down, and I voted for Trump, but he's taking his Trump sign down and putting up a flag that says "Fuck Biden." I'm like, is this what we've become? I mean, really?
Yeah, that's exactly what we've become. And I'll tell you why.
It's like Hatfields and McCoys. Are we on a civil war or
something? At some point, there has to be a return to civility. But we're not there yet.
No, and I don't want a fake one either. Like with a politician like a Biden said, well, we're each job and work with him. I'm looking forward to it.
No, there has to be a certain level of... that's just it. No one buys that from a Joe Biden. But he was authentic. That's the thing that people actually... The people who like him because he was authentic.
Yeah, I just think his rhetoric a lot of times. And like I said, I voted for him, but I think he carried a little too far sometimes. He was rhetoric. Got people a little more
that was going to happen anyway.
Well, it was and it wasn't. I agree it was, but he didn't have to bring the gasoline.
Oh, but that's his personality.
I know it.
If you look at...
They baited him with that, and he just took the bait. That's what he did.
Lyndon Johnson, if you read, I don't know how much you guys look at, you know, history, so Lyndon Johnson was a huge racist.
Oh, absolutely.
Trucker was a, you know, and he was...
He's also the only...
He didn't interject himself into those motions. Now, if he had Twitter back then, would he have? He might have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But he did not, and sometimes that stuff is going to happen. So that's where I blame Trump a little bit on. I agree with his decisions. But, like, for instance, it was a non-starter for him to say, I'm going to send the National Guard in, and then you're an idiot, you're not handling it properly, I'm sending the National Guard in. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's my point. Whether he agreed with that's what should have happened, he knew, number one, he couldn't do that, and number two, he wasn't going to do that. But he said it anyways, and so he's bringing the gasoline to the weenie roast.
Wow, I mean, some people like gasoline-fired weenie roast. I mean, not everybody likes charcoal. Look, here's the thing. The guy was authentic. Going forward, are we ever going to see another politician or someone run for office who is that authentic?
I won't say will never happen, but it'll be very, very
It won't happen
count.
In my lifetime.
So, let's move on. Another Paul, you got a prognostication for 2021?
I don't think I have anything that's sticking out in mind. No. Things are so screwed up. I don't know what's going to happen this year.
Oh, I think we're going to 2021 will be the get your pail of popcorn and your 12 pack of beer and sit there and watch
some people just like to watch the world burn.
Well, watch the executive powers in the United States make executive actions and then watch Congress and Senate cancel those within the same 24-hour period.
But that's all going to happen. What happens in Georgia?
I don't think so, because the one thing the Republicans did well in this last election is that they closed that gap. So it's much harder for Congress to just blow things by, because there's always there. I mean, in reality, you're right, Paul. There is a gamut of people, that they talk about. But, back in the 80s, if he'd done the Nixon thing and said, I'm sorry, and then he'd won. He was a conservative. He was on the very conservative end of the Democratic Party, and he would have been liked in a bipartisan fashion. More than likely, I'm just guessing. But with Biden being centrist, and the one thing is, you and I have worked for the Air Force for long enough to know that what happens when a new general comes in is it's not that what the previous general did was bad, but it's not what I did that I got recognized for, so that means we're doing something new. Yeah. And that's exactly what Biden is going to do. And he's got to put a stamp on it, because, again, he wants to count. As much as he doesn't want to be like Trump, he wants to be like Trump. And he wants to say that I'm the best president that's ever been. And he's going to do things that'll be knee-jerk reactions, like I said before, that will... And he'll try to do it by executive order that the states and their representatives won't go for.
Well, the first thing he's going to do, he says he's going to cancel all the executive orders that Trump signed. Most
yeah.
of them.
But that's what every president
does.
Trump
yeah.
did it. Yeah, it's Obama's orders.
Yeah.
Obama did it against President Bush's orders.
Yeah. I mean, Biden will do the same thing Trump did, and that is, I'm going to do things based on why you put me here. Put me here for a reason, so I better follow through.
Oh, I don't think that's the case at all.
That's what Trump did. I think Trump, most of his actions were based on that.
No, I think he did, but I don't.
Put me here because they wanted a representative.
I don't think Biden.
I think Biden's going to do. Well, he's going to do things for his party. He's going to get my party. His motivation is my party's going to get back in charge, and we're going to do things the right way. We're going to get things back to the way it ought to be. And
then midterms will happen.
Yeah.
And he's going to be screwed. he's going to be a lame duck in
it's
no time flat.
It's kind of interesting what you guys just brought up earlier. When 2021 becomes a disaster, politicians will pay for that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if we had inflation hits in
this
period.
Now, one of the things that I do think is going to happen, because it's already started to happen, is, and this is a direct result of COVID in 2020, is that China's importance in the supply chain will still remain important, but it will not be the only important. You know, if China shuts down, it doesn't kill the world's supply chain. Apple, Google, a lot of the tech companies have already moved a lot of their production out of China and diversified. They still have production in China, but they've diversified it and they have it in Malaysia, and there's been a huge amount of development in India that without COVID.
They got their eggs out of the one basket.
Yeah. So, well, that was the big thing is China became the you know, Wuhan shut down and all of a sudden, you know, the world shut down economically. It's kind of like Sean said, we don't manufacture our own raw materials. We bring them in and then we manufacture finished materials. And we can't necessarily go about that. Yeah, particularly on the raw material side, I know that there's been a huge investment in both Brazil and Mexico by the United States for raw materials. And that's also one of the reasons why Trump has also talked about selling rights to open up the oil fields in Alaska. Because he's right on a couple things. And petroleum is not... We always think of petroleum as controlling gas because most of the petroleum that we buy from the Middle East is just for fuel production. But we do use a lot of petroleum in
products,
in plastics and stuff. Now, should we? That's arguable, but, you know, again...
For the good of the planet, yeah, maybe not so much.
But, you know...
we're getting better recycling, too. So,
yes, and no. We have people... The problem with the recycling program is that the onus becomes on the individual. And we can do the, you do the work, and the first time you see a Rumpke truck come by because they're running behind, and the recycling truck goes by, and their trash truck comes by, empties your trash cans, and then picks up your recycling bin and also
and puts it in the trash.
And puts it in the trash.
Yeah,
you,
that's
go,
the thing.
You go, I'm not doing this anymore.
You don't know what happens after it leaves your driveway.
So,
or like you say, it doesn't even leave your driveway separated. So yeah, I'd like to follow that process sometime.
So it's not like, you know, in Europe and some other places where, like Great Britain, they're super particular about it. Like, they, you know, they don't have just a bin for all recyclables. They have a bin, they have three bins for glass: clear glass, blue glass, and brown glass. And then they have...
Yeah, even my brother in Seattle has like five recyclables.
But really, the onus should be on the companies who produce things, because a lot of the stuff that doesn't get recycled, it's not the final manufactured product. A lot of people use those and they use them until they fall apart, and a lot of times they'll reuse pieces and parts. So there's that doesn't it. I mean, a good portion of that ends up in the landfills, but not as much as just the packaging that things come in. You know, it's much easier to blister pack something than it is to make a cardboard box to do it. And so the cost is higher for cardboard. Not because cardboard as a material costs more than plastic, but because the final product to package it costs more.
Well, actually, I teach this class at UD. So one of the things we're killing ourselves on is you're absolutely correct. The problem is we've gone down two things to look at in the COVID area. One is packaging has gotten worse because of bacteria and viruses and so on. Okay, that's one thing. Number two, people tend to want to have product shipped to them. Well, to have a product shipped to you, you must package it. If you push the narrative, like in some places in Japan, Africa, and so on, where I go local, I physically go to the market and I grab my own produce, I grab my own meat or whatever, packaging goes away. United States, we've gone to the mentality that I want my coffee from Seattle. It's not going to come in somebody's hand and they're going to hand it to me.
Yeah.
Right? It's just not going to happen. so you have to change that mindset. You were talking about pushing on the manufacturer. Europe does that. Pushes
absolutely on the manufacturer. Yeah.
Guess what, though? It pushes the cost on the consumer. And nothing's for free. And so as a consumer, you're going to pay for that. You know, the reason why aluminum cans are recycled is because bauxite, the ore, the aluminum is so damn expensive to get. It's the raw material. And so it's actually cheaper to recycle. Plastics are recycled to keep them out of landfill. It's not cheaper to run recycled plastic necessarily. It's not more expensive, but it's not necessarily cheaper. But it's essentially keep it out of landfill. With aluminum cans, it's not the landfill issue, it's the cost of the raw material. And by the way, why they're going to Mexico and Brazil, they want the raw material. There's a lot of plastic now being made organic, right?
Yep.
Now, the flip side of that is I use fields that I can grow food.
Correct.
To produce plastic. And people are not going to do that for very long.
No.
We already went through that with that. So.
No, I agree with you.
It can be done, yes.
Can it be done? But is it
the mindset.
Yes,
the mindset.
It is.
I said, I showed my class of sustainability. I said, I took the camera, panned over to the trash can. Trash can's full, right? You know what it's full of? Same, there's wipes, right?
Yeah.
I said, I'm teaching sustainability in a school that's won awards for sustainability, and my trash can now is at an all-time high in being full because I have wipes, you know, for instance. Go to the salad bar at UD. You can't. There is no salad bar. Right?
Exactly.
You get a packaged meal.
Yeah.
And by the way, that package has to be thrown away.
Yeah, well, if you're in a Dorothy Lane, that salad bar, they're all packaged.
Yeah.
All the salads.
Yeah. So I said COVID's forced it the other way. Yeah.
No, absolutely. It definitely has. I mean, even before COVID.
Here's what I tell my students. Here's the definition of sustainability. And it's sustainable no matter what is happening. And I said, if you base all of your stuff on the fact that the COVID virus does not hit and it works, that's sustainable. This just proved to you it's not sustainable.
Sustainable, yeah.
Because we had to change it due to a pandemic, right? I said, that as an engineer, this is because I'm speaking engineers.
Yeah.
As a designer, that's what you should go after. It's something that I don't care if Godzilla attacks or if I get COVID, or whatever, that my design works. And if it doesn't, it's not sustainable, period.
Very true.
But is that realistic?
It has to be. It has to be what you choose for. You choose, so will you attain it? Probably not.
That's what I'm getting at.
That should be the goal. That's what you, so for instance.
That's continuous improvement. I get that.
So here's my point on electric cars, right? Will electric cars be sustainable no matter what happens in the world? Now, you'll say, well, yeah. No, what happens if, so we go, let's say we run out of petroleum. I can't run gas and we run electric, right? But now I have natural gas and I have coal that manufactures a lot of electricity that I need. What happens if that, since they're not renewable, goes away? Electric cars then do not become viable because I can't run necessarily completely on solar. Therefore, it's not, quote, sustainable. So you need to look at what design is sustainable. To your point, is electric cars, for instance, the most realistic option right now as a replacement for petroleum-based cars? Absolutely. I'm not questioning that. Is that the ultimate end goal? And should we stop? The answer is no, because as an engineer, I just answered that question. It's not sustainable, no matter what happens. You know, and so that's the thing about the packaging stuff. I showed this video in class. It's a really cool video. There's a town in Japan. The town has gone zero waste. The town, the last, I think, 6 years has not produced one item that's gone to a landfill. You're talking about five bins. They have 26 bins. Jeez. Every family has 26 bins that they put trash into. They have not sent one piece of garbage to a landfill. Everything has its place and so on. But you watch people washing glasses, and the lid comes off and goes into a different bin. And colored glass, three colors. Hell,
yeah.
We got 10 or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So can it be done? The answer is yes. Am I going to do that? I'll be the first to answer. No, the hell no. You know, I have a problem with three bins, right?
Oh, yeah.
But that's my point is, that is, by the way, something that's sustainable beyond COVID, because now I have a bin, quote, for wipes. I don't give you a wipe that's not biodegradable. I just don't put it on the market. because I know I throw it away, right? That's what you, that, as engineers, that's why I challenge my students to look at for their designs.
Side note,
yeah.
26 bins, is that outside the house or inside the house?
They have small bins inside the house that go outside and dump it. So, like they have,
so they'll have 26 smaller bins inside the house that they separate all that crap indoors.
No, I don't know if they have 26 inside the house. What I'm saying is they separate outside the house. They have bins inside the house. They take it to the outside.
Okay.
But see, ultimately, every house has 26 bins.
Ultimately, for that to work here, we have to revolutionize the way we deal with garbage inside the house.
Right, right.
I'm not going to go outside in this
everything.
Snow and separate crap into 26 bins. I'm not going to do that. Does that make me a horrible human being? I'm sure it does, but I'm not doing it.
That's my point. But what if
that's not the only thing that makes you a horrible human being, Matt.
But that's a good start.
Okay, hold on, Matt. I'm going to ask you, what, right now, what is your option? Here in the United States, what is your option not to do that? That somebody will come by and pick up your trash, right, and take it to a landfill. What if I said, no, I'm no longer picking up trash? You have your apartment right now that you live in. I'm not picking up your trash. And by the way, I'm not giving you a receptacle to put your trash in. What are you going to do?
Well, see, I pay for that as part of my rent.
No, it's not existing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't exist. What are you going to do?
Well, I would as...
Guess what? You're going to walk out in the snow and you're going to do what you're told.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm not.
I guarantee you're not going to leave it in your kitchen.
I don't know.
Have you been
in my kitchen?
My point is, you can get people...
I literally don't go outside, but maybe once a month.
You can get people to do that. You said you pay for it, right? But like I said, what if it does not exist?
But what I'm getting at, though, is even though I'm paying for it, it's all going into one bin. Yeah, we're not recycling at the apartment complex now. It's all going into one big dumpster, and it's being picked up.
That's my point. What if Fairborn tomorrow says we are over zero waste community?
That's how they heat the apartments.
Guess what? They're going to do it.
The complex will come up with something because it's what we're paying for. It's a contract. I can't. Complex will come up with something. It's in the contract. I signed it. They signed it.
For how long?
A year.
Okay. And when that year's up, what if I don't give you that contract?
Then I have to move.
They have one. They don't have that's a recycling dumpster where you live, right?
No, it's just one dumpster, and it all goes into one dumpster.
Not everybody's like that. That's my point.
No, they're not. I mean, he's doesn't have that service there. Yeah. He'd have to go out and find it.
Right.
And say, I got recyclables where I go.
And I'm not that motivated.
I wouldn't.
And
be
who
there
is?
If I lived there.
That's too much work.
Well, but
you
my,
do
but
you
my
have
point
to.
Is my
you
point
do
though
it,
is.
You do it if you have to.
Well, I'm sure you do, but that's a town that has all come together and said, "Hey, let's all be eco nuts."
Yeah, they give
and
us one.
Do what
bin.
We got to do.
We get one.
I know. You,
but if you,
you
give me 26 bins, I'm. Maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't, but I'm sure not going to do it outside in the snow.
If you have to, you will.
I guarantee you, not me. That crap will wait until spring, and then I'll take it out, and then maybe do it. But by then, you've got 14 other problems because of that.
There are things I do every day that I don't want to do, but I do, like clean my house. If I can say, somebody else will do it, I'm just not going to do it. It's in my contract. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to clean my house. That's cool to say, but when you're forced to do it, you do it.
Everyone's never made me do anything.
So you want to pay taxes?
Generally,
I don't. I tell you that right now.
I'm just saying if
there would have to be
the ultras. And by the way, here's the ultimate solution. Beyond that, this is why I bring up my students. You hit the nail on the head because a lot of students feel just like you do. And I won't do it either, by the way. I'm playing devil's advocate. You know what you do? You design products that you don't need 26 fucking bins for.
You got it.
Okay? That's your job as an engineer. And that's what my point I get to. that's sustainable. Right now, do you know why there's 26 bins? Because you have to have 26 bins. Now, if I challenge you and say, the only products in this town go into 10 bins, guess what? The engineers will design products that go into 10 bins. Because they have to.
But do they really? Do they really have to?
That's a different subject matter. I'm just saying.
So, you know, recently...
Well, it depends.
It seems kind of arbitrary. Why isn't it 30 bins?
No, I'm not saying the number. I'm just saying the ultimate goal is not to put products in the landfill. Landfill takes up resources. It's called land, right? If I could get rid of landfills, I can put people on that land. I can grow food on that land. I can build stadiums on that land. I can do a lot of stuff on that land. You're telling me we don't have enough places on the planet for people, but we're actually resourcing land to put trash in.
So
that's dumb.
The big one out here is out where the antennas are. You see it out there on the Silverstone Road. Yeah.
So
well, there's Mount Rumkey right as you get on I-75 in northern Kentucky, right under our hand side.
Yeah.
So at some point, Elon Musk is going to develop rockets that will go deposit trash into the sun and come back and land on a
the tunnels
on a
that they dig
barge.
That they don't use for unused. We'll put the trash under. Actually, I mean, there have been places where we have built on top of the trash. All of Staten Island.
Yeah, those barges that float around all the time. So we figure out what to do with it. Trash them. And that's the other thing. If you've been like walking around New York City and see all the bags of trash sitting around, it's amazing. You're just like, oh my gosh, it was piled up. Trying to get off that island.
We stayed with a family in Germany and the students visited this family. And so their family, it's their trash. Small trash bin that fits in once every 2 weeks they flood. And so students ask, well, what do you do to get more trash? He goes, I know these gets picked up every 2 weeks, so I know not to produce more trash in this bin that holds in 2 weeks. You do it.
What you do is you end up paying your neighbor for space in their trash can. Or you put it in the can of the little old lady that doesn't fill her can.
But that's out of the store. You wouldn't walk that far. You told me that. You wouldn't walk out to your own porch. Why would you walk to the little lady's house down the street?
It's right here. I'm already out there taking my trash out. But I'm not going to stay out there and put it in 27 bins.
What if I said you pay $50 less?
I'm literally not going to.
Cool. What if you said they'd pay you $50 a month?
Now there's an incentive, and it's work that I'm going to be paid for.
No, but you already said you paid for trash, right? So automatically, if I don't have trash pickup, I get that money back.
Not the way the contract is at my complex. Like, I'm paying for cable that I don't use. I can't get out of it.
I'm not getting the contract law. My point is, you're paying for trash. You just told me you're paying for trash. If they don't collect trash, they're not going to charge you for trash.
They will, because it's in the contract.
They would not give you a contract with trash if they don't collect trash.
You don't know these people.
Then you're sitting in the wrong spot.
That's another whole podcast that we need. And the intervention podcast for...
My whole point is challenging yourself to think differently. That was my whole point of that whole time. Wasn't let's recycle trash. I could care less about that. My point is we change the way we look at things based upon the situation. And for engineering, if you want to be successful, make it so that it does not change, and then you'll be successful.
Well, I agree with you, Sean, but I think we're going to end this argument here. So we want to hear from you, our listeners. Let us know what you think. If you have any prognostications for 2021, and we might talk about it on the podcast. So send us what you think to gizmosapiens@gmail.com, and we'll see you on the digital flip side.
Gizmo Sapiens, a technology and entertainment podcast. You can reach us at our email address at gizmosapiens@gmail.com. That's gizmosapiens@gmail.com. We'd really love to hear from you, and we'll see you next week from the digital flip side.